Everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today's intermediate lesson is something that happens semi-annually.
It happens every now and again, right?
Yes. And only really if you have children.
Or if you work at a school.
Right, if you're a teacher. This is about the parent-teacher conference.
Right. So this is actually a continuation, kind of like a part two, if you will, of an earlier lesson we did about parent-teacher conferences.
Right. So we have the same characters, Mr. Taylor, talking about his son, Tommy, and the teacher is Mrs. Chen.
Okay. So let's find out how Tommy's doing by listening to that dialogue.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mrs. Chen, for taking the time to meet with me today.
My pleasure, Mr. Taylor. I'm very happy to discuss Tommy's progress with you.
So, how has Tommy been performing this semester?
On the whole, his performance has been exemplary. But he seems to have trouble focusing.
Oh, what do you mean?
At times, he gets easily distracted during math lessons.
Really? He never had any problem with math in China.
Well, maybe the way we teach math is very different here. And that's causing some problems for him.
I see. What about other subjects?
Well, his grades in the other subjects have really come up this semester, and he has a chance of getting on the honor roll.
Well, that's excellent. But what do you suggest we do about Tommy's math?
To start with, let me assess his level and find out the real reason. It will help us come up with the right solution.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
If he's struggling, we'll find ways to help him. If he feels math is too easy, we can find ways to challenge him.
Thank you, Mrs. Chen. I really appreciate your help.
Okay, so Mr. Taylor, Ryan Taylor, and Mrs. Chen are meeting to discuss Tommy's progress.
Okay, so that is probably the first thing we should start off with, right? This word progress.
Progress?
Or progress. Progress. Yeah. What's more important is, obviously this word means to like improve right? Or not improve.
Or how you're doing.
How you're doing. What's more important, I mean, the progress thing, that doesn't really matter. Just remember that those are both nouns.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to talk about this as a verb, it's going to be progress.
Right. So this is basically showing how Tommy's evolution through the semester.
Right. Now, semester, of course, is just like a term at school. It's usually a couple months long.
Right.
Maybe 4 months long at the most.
And when we're talking about progress or progress, we also talk about how they're performing.
Right. And we even see in the next line, performance.
Yes.
Right. So I am someone who loves performing. La, 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 la.
Right.
I love going to performances.
Right.
But this doesn't necessarily mean singing or playing guitar.
Or acting. Or putting on a show.
Right.
That kind of thing. It's just doing.
Yeah. How they're doing. Exactly.
Yes. And to start off that line, we see on the whole.
Okay, so on like a hole in the ground?
Right, with a W.
Oh, on a W, okay.
With a W.
Okay.
So generally.
Yeah, it just means in general, generally. Actually, we have so many ways to say this, don't
totally.
We?
Totally, and if you check out the grammar section, you will actually see more.
Okay, so how's little Tommy doing on the whole?
He seems to be doing exemplary.
Okay, exemplary.
Oh, fancy word.
It is pretty fancy. It makes me think about the word example.
Example, yes.
As if, like, he is so good that he is an example for all the other children.
Right, and an even kind of not as common word, but it kind of means the same thing, is exemplar.
Yeah.
And basically, that just means the perfect example.
Right, right, exactly.
So if you're in class, for example, and your teacher shows you the best essay, shows it to the whole class, that essay is an exemplar.
Ah, okay, okay. So usually they just showed my essays, which were generally the worst.
Lots of participation involved in breaking it down. So Mrs. Chen starts the sentence with on the whole.
Mm.
So does that mean 100%?
It doesn't necessarily mean 100%. Just like we said before, in general.
Right. So that means there's maybe not some exemplary behavior going on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, it sounds like he's having trouble. This sounds really strange because all young boys are like this, but having trouble focusing.
Right. Paying attention.
Paying attention.
Yeah. Now, what does she mean? She goes on to elaborate with this.
Okay. It says another word for, you know, paying attention is basically not being distracted.
Right.
Right. So when you get distracted, you can't focus. You can't pay attention.
Exactly. So you're looking at all sorts of things. If someone makes a noise, you look at that. If you hear a siren, if you, like me, see something pretty and sparkly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's really, really hard to focus.
And especially if you're bored.
Well, that kind of, you know what, makes me think that maybe Tommy is not adjusting all that well to North American math classes, mm-hmm. because they're probably really easy for him.
You know, back in China, he probably maybe even had a math tutor.
Right.
There was a big focus on it. Here in North America, math is important, but not as much.
Not as much, and it's certainly not as advanced.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in grade 8. We're still doing 2 plus 2 is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4.
Yes. I was in university, and I took math for art students.
Oh.
And we used letters for 6 months, and not in, like, an algebra way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was very, very odd. But one thing I do want to point out here is math.
Right.
So this stands for mathematics.
Yeah.
And if you've ever heard someone from the UK talking about mathematics, they will say maths.
Maths.
With an S.
And I've never understood this because it's more difficult to say.
Right? I know.
Like maths class.
Maths class.
Maths class.
Holy lisp.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you are talking to a British person, feel free to call it maths class. But if you're talking to a North American, math is okay. Math class.
Math class. If you actually say maths, they'll look at you strange.
Right.
Right. Okay, so how is Tommy doing in his other subjects?
Well, it sounds like his other subjects have really come up this semester.
Right, so his grades are improving.
Okay, so that's good. That's progress.
Progress, right? Definitely.
And it sounds like little Tommy has a chance of getting on the honor roll.
Fancy, so smart.
Yeah, little Tommy.
Honor roll is basically a list of all the students in a certain grade that have a certain GPA or grade point average.
Right, the highest marks.
Yeah. And if you're in university, do they call it honor roll?
I guess it depends on the university, but at my university, and I think most universities, it's called the dean's list.
Right.
And the dean is just the head of the academic department.
Right. So basically, again, all the top grade scorers. Now, okay, so a lot of progress on Tommy's part. He's doing, on the whole, or generally really well.
Mm.
But they need to get back to that maths thing.
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to stay on the honor roll for very long if he can't get this sorted out.
Right.
So it sounds like what the teacher wants to do is assess his level.
Right. Kind of evaluate.
Evaluate, test, check. Grade.
Yes. And kind of determine where he's at, pretty much.
Because they want to come up with the right solution here.
Right. Way to fix it.
The way to fix it. And I would like to say that all problems have solutions. I'm sure there are some problems that the solutions may not be easy, but there probably is a solution out there.
And they may not be very obvious.
Right. Right. Exactly. So as a good teacher here, Mrs. Chen says, if he's struggling, we will find ways to help him.
She sounds like an awesome teacher.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling with something, it's difficult for you.
You're having trouble with it,
mm-hmm.
right? We generally say, like, struggling with something,
yes.
right? I'm struggling with math class. I'm struggling with my relationship. I'm struggling with...
Right. And in a previous lesson, we talked about having trouble dealing with or coping with.
Mm.
Same kind of thing. It's too much of a challenge and that you need to find ways to overcome it.
Well, interesting that you say the word challenge here, because that's what she's thinking, right? Mm-hmm. That maybe he is kind of, you know, kind of bored in mm-hmm. math class. So we need to find ways to challenge him.
Right. So a challenge can be a noun or it can be a verb.
Yes. And it's really important. Again, these young boys, they're sitting behind desks, not very happy to mm-hmm. be there. And, you know, if they don't feel like they are being challenged, that can really be a struggle.
Right. So it's kind of stimulating their mind.
Yeah.
Making things interesting. Because if it's too boring, you kind of zone out and
sure.
don't pay attention.
You start picking your nose or pulling on girls' hair.
I was going to say, yes. But you want to be challenged.
Yes.
Yes. So it sounds like they have a great plan that they've come up with. And let's take another listen to talking about Tommy's progress.
All right.
Thank you, Mrs. Chen, for taking the time to meet with me today.
My pleasure, Mr. Taylor. I'm very happy to discuss Tommy's progress with you.
So, how has Tommy been performing this semester?
On the whole, his performance has been exemplary. But he seems to have trouble focusing.
Oh, what do you mean?
At times, he gets easily distracted during math lessons.
Really? He never had any problem with math in China.
Well, maybe the way we teach math is very different here. And that's causing some problems for him.
I see. What about other subjects?
Well, his grades in the other subjects have really come up this semester, and he has a chance of getting on the honor roll.
Well, that's excellent. But what do you suggest we do about Tommy's math?
To start with, let me assess his level and find out the real reason. It will help us come up with the right solution.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
If he's struggling, we'll find ways to help him. If he feels math is too easy, we can find ways to challenge him.
Thank you, Mrs. Chen. I really appreciate your help.
Okay, Adam. So in your case, when your parents had to go to a parent-teacher night.
Yes.
Where there was interviews, which was what we call them in Canada. Mm. How well did that go?
You know, it was okay. There were some things that I struggled with a bit.
Right.
Kind of the same as Tommy. Focusing was very difficult. I was very easily distracted. I still am. basically, yeah, I mean, in math class, I do just remember, you know, just because in my school, we also had to share books.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the teacher would make me share a book with the dumbest kid in the class. And I would just sit there and just have to wait for him, you know,
yeah.
to like turn the page and just. So it was very difficult not to have those challenges.
Yeah. For me, I mean, part of the problem with my parent-teacher interviews that my mom had to go to was my mom knew everybody.
Mm.
So I was supposed to be a good girl,
right.
But I do remember math class, and I had a really good friend in that class, and we maybe didn't pay attention so much.
Yeah.
We played with cutlery.
Okay.
We had the fork of knowledge. I don't know why, and we still joke about it, you know, 30 years later.
The fork of knowledge.
The fork of knowledge. So, yeah, and I would do, you know, play with paper airplanes and things like that.
Mm.
But only in math class
okay.
for some reason.
Were you ever on the honor roll?
Constantly.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they just assumed because my brother's so smart, all the teachers assumed I was smart.
Oh, nice.
Right, so I got through high school because of my brother's reputation.
Great.
So, yeah, it was a good thing.
All right, well, what about you guys? When you were little kids, what kind of things did your parents and your teachers talk about?
Right, and if you have kids, have you gone to a parent-teacher conference, and how well did it go?
Yeah, I mean, feel free to, you know, brag a little bit
yeah.
here. If your kid is on the honor roll, or if your kid is really just killing it in math class,
yeah.
let us know.
Yeah, definitely. We look forward to reading your comments.
Okay, guys. See you next time.
Take care. That was quite a show.